outrage in Oklahoma after police shot and killed a homeless black man accused of waving a knife at officers. We want to warn you, some of the footage we're about to show you may be difficult for you to watch. Those were the moments when officers opened fire on Benny Edwards. Police said it started with a disturbance call, adding that he had a knife in his hand. After repeated attempts to get Edwards to drop the knife, two officers shot him. The shooting sparked protests at the scene of Edwards' death as local people and police officers clashed. Protesters also gathered today to express their outrage over the shooting. News Nation reporter Angela Shin has a closer look at the protest and the ongoing investigation into this deadly shooting.
Right now, there are about two dozen cars out here in the parking lot gathered to start the march. The organizer says they'll be marching to an undisclosed location. She also says a protest was postponed because she was meeting with members of the Black Caucus on issues that they're marching about. Before the protest, there was a memorial for Edwards at the location where he was killed. Community members came to bring flowers and candles for the memorial. Family members were also there. They say he was struggling with mental illness and they're heartbroken by what happened.
Imagine having to plan a funeral for your son. Your son. Your child, period. That's what we gotta do now.
The family is also expected to be at the protest. Police have said officers used less lethal force on Edwards first, and he refused to drop the knife and ran towards officers, leading them to shoot. Organizers say this event was originally planned for Stavian Rodriguez, a 15-year-old who was also shot and killed by police very recently. Organizers say now the event is more broadly about police brutality now that this new case has happened. Angela Shen, News Nation.